I'm Senior Airman Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Airman Physical Readiness, and Sleeker Skies. Significant changes are coming soon to the Air Force Physical Training Test, and the 31st Fighter Wing is preparing its airmen to meet the updated standards and maintain peak physical readiness. To ensure success, the wing is highlighting resources and opportunities for airmen to prepare for these changes.
The Air Force will soon be changing its PT test. Possible updates include testing twice a year, adding a height-to-waist ratio for body composition, and changing the 1.5-mile run to a 2-mile run. While not yet finalized, leadership is urging airmen to maintain year-round readiness and begin adjusting the training now, so that they're prepared when the new standards are officially released. To embrace these upcoming changes, the 31st Fighter Wing is promoting resources like the Cobra Clinic for injury prevention, stretching, and running techniques, along with the free Volt app for tailored fitness plans. Senior Master Sergeant Jeremy Goins, 31st Logistics Readiness Squadron 1st Sergeant, says a great resource for airmen is a fellow wingman who can provide support, accountability, and motivation.
In addition to looking at programs, looking at things online, and our teammates to the left and right of us, those are some of the best resources there are. There's all these individuals that have already found a way to incorporate fitness in their day-to-day life, and they love doing it, and they love teaching others, and that's the best resource that there is for sure, our teammates, other airmen.
Goins also shares airmen should stay prepared year-round, making fitness and health a constant priority to support mission readiness and overall well-being. I'm Airman First Class Devin Collins, AFN News.
Sleeker Skies. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Spencer Perkins. Air Force Special Operations Command tested drag reduction devices called finlets on an MC-130J at Eglin Air Force Base, Florida. These new additions are a possible cost-saving initiative that could lead to longer C-130 flight range, better fuel efficiency, and improve operational capabilities. Air Force leaders say these developments are a tangible way to modernize the C-130J fleet, reduce costs, and increase combat capability for the warfighter to directly support the department's mission to deliver air power anytime, anywhere. After these initial trials, multiple airdrop evaluation tests will take place, with the goal of one day extending finlets to the entire C-130J fleet. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Richard Rubio.